Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am on alert with the evening news. First, the headlines. Nagaland Governor urges students to uphold integrity, humility and service, honours and BSc toppers and achievers. Census authorities in Nagaland intensifies preparations for Census 2027 through large-scale initiatives. Nagaland Health Department clarifies enforcement of ban on tobacco, nicotine-laced food products. And Long Leng launches Stop Diarrhea Campaign 2026. Now the news in detail. Nagaland Governor Nandkishore Yadav today advised students to uphold values such as integrity, humility and service and encourage them to continue dreaming big, working hard and using their talents for the greater good. He was addressing the Governor's felicitation of toppers, rank holders and achievers of various Governor's Awards of HSLC and HSSLC examinations 2026 held at Lok Bhavan, Kohima. Extending his congratulations to the award recipients, the governor said, "Your outstanding academic achievements were the result of hard work, discipline, perseverance and commitment to excellence." Mr. Yadav said, "The occasion celebrated not only the achievements of the students but also the effort, devotion and sacrifices behind them." He described your firm resolve, courage and relentless pursuit of excellence as praiseworthy and said these qualities would remain the foundation of your future accomplishments. The governor also acknowledged the support of parents, teachers and schools, stating that the achievements reflected their guidance, sacrifices and steadfast belief in the students' potential.
Education is a powerful tool for progress, and your success reflects your determination and resilience that deep present. As you pursue higher studies and future careers, uphold values such as integrity, humility and service. Continue to dream big. Work hard and use your talent for the greater good. I congratulate all the awardees and wish you a bright future. May you continue to excel and bring pride of your families, your institutions, and the state of Nagaland and the entire nation.
During the program, Governor's Awards and Certificates were presented to HSLC and HSSLC toppers, achievers in MIA and skill education subjects, government school students, Eastern Nagaland students, recipients of the Governor's Excellence Award for Science students, HSSLC and NBSC awardees. Census authorities in Nagaland have intensified preparations for Census 2027 through large-scale training programs and public awareness campaigns aimed at ensuring accurate and reliable data collection across the state. Speaking at the press conference organized by the state government, the Directorate of Census Operations and the Press Information Bureau in Kohima today, Director of Census Operations, Kenny Mecheo, said officials are reaching out to villages, urban local bodies, community organizations and other stakeholders to encourage public cooperation for the country's first-ever digital census.
Steps we are taking so that we get wide public support from getting an accurate census with quality data. Without public support and cooperation from each functionary, whether it's civil functionary or governmental functionary, from the grassroots level till the apex level, this exercise will be very difficult.
Responding to concerns over inaccurate data and duplicate entries, Mr. Mecheo said systems have been put in place to verify data at multiple levels, including georeference mapping and dedicated census management and monitoring system. He cautioned that furnishing false information would invite penalties under the Census Act 1948. Meanwhile, Additional Deputy Commissioner Kelevi Tionisa informed that Nagaland comprises 17 districts, 118 sub-districts, 39 statutory towns, 5 census towns, and 1,606 villages for Census 2027. Self-enumeration began yesterday and will continue till June 30th on the portal sc.census.gov.in. Field enumeration will be carried out from 1st to 30th of next month. The Directorate of Health and Family Welfare Nagaland has issued a clarification regarding the implementation of its notification prohibiting the manufacture, processing, packaging, storage, transportation, distribution and sale of food products containing tobacco or nicotine as ingredients. In a clarification issued today in pursuant to its earlier notification, the department said the prohibition came into effect on June 2nd and will remain in force for a period of 1 year until June 1st next year. The department further stated that the ban applies specifically to all food products containing tobacco and or nicotine as ingredients. To ensure effective implementation, food safety officials have been directed to enforce the prohibition within their respective jurisdictions in coordination with the district administration and police authorities. It said the clarification was issued to facilitate uniform enforcement of the notification across the state and to ensure compliance with food safety regulations. The Stop Diarrhea Campaign 2026 was officially launched at the CMO Conference Hall, Long Lang, today under the theme Stop Diarrhea Through Hygiene and ORS by Deputy Commissioner W. Manpai Pom. In his address, the Deputy Commissioner highlighted that the campaign mainly focuses on preventing diarrheal diseases among children through increased awareness, proper understanding of preventive measures, and community participation. The President of POM People's Council, Y.B. Angam, advised the Medical Department to use the church and community platforms in disseminating information on diarrhea, particularly on the importance of ORS and zinc tablets in the management of diarrhea. He also urged the Education Department to play an active role in spreading awareness to the student community. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. As part of the nationwide Khet Bachao Abhiyan campaign being observed from June 1st to 30th, ICAR Krishi Vigyan Kendra, KVK Woka, organized an awareness cum input distribution program at Old Ripyim Village today to promote soil health and sustainable agriculture. KVK scientists delivered lectures and demonstrations on organic farming, soil sample collection, soil testing, soil health management, and balanced fertilizer use of sustainable crop production in hill agriculture. Over 200 farmers, farm women, and rural youth participated in the program, where they were encouraged to adopt eco-friendly farming practices and integrated nutrient management approaches. India has undergone a remarkable transformation driven by the principles of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas and Sabka Prayas under the visionary leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi in the last 12 years. During this period, the Modi government carried out many flagship initiatives for the welfare and empowerment of the poor, farmers, women and youth. Akashvani News brings you a special feature, 12 Saal Vishwas Ke, Vikas Ke, Jan Kalyan Ke. Today, we focus on the steps taken by the government towards preservation and promotion of the country's heritage.
The past 12 years, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India has undertaken several landmark initiatives to preserve, promote and celebrate its civilizational legacy, instilling a sense of pride among millions of citizens. One of the most significant moments came in January 2024, when Prime Minister Modi performed the Pran Pratishtha of Ram Lala at the Grand Sri Ram Mandir in Ayodhya, marking the fulfillment of a centuries-old aspiration. In Ujjain, in Madhya Pradesh, the first phase of the Mahakal Lok project was dedicated to the nation in October 2022. The total cost of the project is around 850 crore rupees. Equipped with modern technology and AI-enabled monitoring systems, Mahakal Lok beautifully blends heritage with innovation. In Varanasi, the Kashi Vishwanath Corridor, inaugurated in December 2021, has transformed the pilgrimage experience by directly connecting the sacred Kashi Vishwanath Temple with the river Ganga. From 2014 to March 2025, work commenced on 580 development projects in Kashi, undertaken at a total cost of over 48,000 crore rupees. These transformative initiatives reflect the country's commitment to preserving its cultural roots while confidently embracing the future. Karhar Akashvani News, Kohima.
And with 4 days remaining for the International Day of Yoga, communities are gearing up to celebrate the global event under the theme Yoga for Healthy Aging. Akashvani News Kohima brings a special feature on the benefits of practicing yoga in the run-up to the occasion. Today, we focus on posture. Good posture helps improve balance, reduce muscle strain, and enhance breathing. Postures such as Tadasana or Mountain Pose is known to promote stability, help to clear up congestion of the spinal nerves and correct faulty posture. As we count down to International Day of Yoga, let us reaffirm our commitment to a healthier and more balanced future. Now to NN News, the headlines once again. Nagaland Governor urges students to uphold integrity, humility and service, honours NBSE toppers and achievers. Census authorities in Nagaland intensifies preparations for Census 2027 through large-scale initiatives. Nagaland Health Department clarifies enforcement of ban on tobacco nicotine-laced food products. And Longleng launches Stop Diarrhea Campaign 2026. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.